We want to describe something of two qualities of Srimati Radhika. One is Prema Mahi Radha and Sarva Shakti Mahi Radha. How Radharani is the reservoir, the personification of Krishna Prema. And how she has all powers and potencies and abilities with her. Sarva Shakti Mahi. To begin with, we've often heard this story told with different variations, and we thought we would read directly from the Padma Puran, because in the experience that Narada Muni has in the Padma Puran, which is also like Bhagavat Puran, Padma Puran is very much anukul, bhakti anukul, favorable for bhakti, and it's often quoted by the Goswamis and other Mahajans, Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahajans, Padma Puran. Lots of Krishna Leela, lots of mentioning of the names of the gopis and the Ashtasakhis. Phenomenal stories, amazing stories of so many different personalities becoming gopis. Arjun, Gandiva Raj, Arjun. He became Arjuniya Gopi. Arjuniya Gopi? Arjun? A gopi? That's what Vyasa is telling. It's a whole leela. Arjun asked his Sakha, hey Krishna, I heard so much of your Braj leela, your Gopika leela. Can I see that leela? No, Arjun, you're in Purusha Bhav. Aham Arjun, aham Gandiva Raj. Gopi Bhav Nahi. You must have Gopi Bhav. This is the entrance. No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. This is called Gopi Anugatya. Gopi Anugatya. Then we must be submitted in parampara to the teachings and mercy of the gopis, Gopi Anugatya. Arjun begged and offered prayers. He cajoled the Lord. Oh, please, my Lord, we are best of friends. I'm your Sakha, you are my Sakha. All right. Tathastu. Gopi. Gopi Srup Tathastu. Gopi Srup Bhavatu. He became Gopi. Arjuniya Gopi. So many stories are in Padma Puran. Well, the story of this Narada Muni going to Narada Kund, Narada Muni getting Gopi Rupa, all these stories are there. So I want to read from that story, from the Padma Puran. This is Patalkanda. I believe it's chapter 71. Oh, first actually I wanted to offer a prayer, because usually we chant a verse, so let's just... There's Bhagavan and Bhagavati, Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Bhagavati Radha. So usually we chant verses in glorification every day of Bhagavan, Srimad Bhagavatam. So there's one verse, it's a small prayer, I think we can hear it and then repeat it as an offering of all of us to the ears and heart of Radharani. Of course, if it becomes our sankalp, becomes our very life essence, all the better. But if nothing else, we can all offer this. There's so many wonderful bhaktas and devotees here. And this is by our bhajanacharya, our manasik bhajanacharya, Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who's teaching the path of Prayojana Tattva, serving Radha and Krishna, Gopi Bhav and Vrindavan. This is from a prayer called Vishakhanandara Bida Stotram. Pajami Radham Maravinda Netram. Smarami Radham Madarasmitasyam. Vadami Radham Karuna Barardram. Baradram Tatomam Anyasti Gatirna Kapi. I offer my most humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Radharani, Bhajami Radham. I worship Radha. Bhajami Radha Bhajan. Radha Bhajan. Nam Bhajan Radha Bhajan. I worship Radha. Worshipping Radha means Shyam is automatically there. Shyam sometimes is missing Radha, but Radha is never missing. Shyam is always with her. Bhajami Radham. Who is this person Radha that you're worshipping? Bhajami Radham. Aravinda Netram. You haven't seen? You haven't seen her face? You haven't come to Vrindavan? You haven't purified your heart? Cheto Darpana Marjanam? You haven't seen Aravinda? Aravinda Lochan Krishna and Aravinda Netram Radha? Bhajami Radham. Aravinda Netram. Her nature, her eyes are like lotus flowers. Soft, gentle, always moist with tears of Krishna prema. But they're like lotus flowers in the wind, moving a little bit due to the disturbance of her heart. Smarami Radham, this Radha with the lotus eyes we should remember. And okay, she's captured your glance. Her beautiful face, her Padma Locha, her Padma Vaktram, her beautiful lotus face has captured your mind and attention, and you're fixing your mind and eyes on her eyes, her lotus eyes. Now Smarami, he says, Smarami, this Radharani we should remember, especially remember what? Her lotus eyes? No. Madhura Smitasyam. Madhura Smita. Madhura Smita means her sweet, sweet, sweeter than sweet smile. Radharani's smile is unforgettable. We come to the temple to remember Smarami, to remember the darshan of Radha, and remember the darshan of Shyam. Their lotus eyes, their sweet smile. Das Goswami is telling, get captivated by this, the eyes and glances of Radha, and the smile of Radha. Then we won't become captivated by the glances of Maya Radha. And we won't become captivated by the sweet smiling of Maya Radha. This Smarami, remember, when we forget those sweet smile of Radha, and when we when we forget the lotus eyes of Radha, then we are in big trouble. Because we're remembering something else. We have to remember. Memory is always going on, moment to moment, second to second. Radha age, Radha piche, Radha bhaya, daya, upar, niche, under, bhar. Everywhere Radha, there are bhajans like that in Hindi. It's a bhajan, but it's a state of consciousness. It's a state of the heart. Vadami radham, karuna bharadram. I speak of Radha, Vada. Vadami, I'm speaking of Radha. And what's the special quality of Radha? We heard that Radha is Karunamayi. Karunamayi Radha ki jai. Well, we also heard that Krishna's Karuna, Krishna's also compassionate. He's very compassionate. We're chanting his name, praying for mercy. He's giving us mercy. Krishna is also compassionate. Krishna's heart is full of compassion. We agree. Can anyone disagree? His bhaktivatsalya. Bhaktivatsalya Bhagavan ki jai. He's very affectionate to his devotees. You give your heart to me, I give my heart to you. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. As you surrender unto me, you give me your heart, I give you my heart. Give and take. Give me your heart. Give me your heart and take my heart in return. This is okay. This is a good deal. Very good deal. Good profit. I'm making big profit. Krishna, I'm making very big profit by accepting your heart. But what profit are you making or gaining by accepting my heart? Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, dham. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, dham. My heart is a dham of anger, lust, envy. You're accepting this heart? Yes. Yes, Jagai. Yes, Madai. Give me your heart. Hey, Madai. Give it. No, my Lord. I'm too sinful. I'm too fallen. I am Patita Pavan Avatar. I am Gauranga. I am Prem Avatar. Yes, Jagai Madai. Kam Dedo. Kam Krodh Dedo. Lobh Dedo. Give me your lust, anger, greed. And take my Ujjvala Prema filled heart. This is Gauranga's business deals. Namhat. When you go to the Namhat, we do business. In the Namhat, in the marketplace of the holy name. We go with the purchasing power of surrender and petition and begging before the holy name. Oh Gaur, oh Krishna, oh Radha, please give me your heart. You give our hearts? Are you crazy? No, but you're Bhakta Vatsal. You're affectionate. Yes, we're affectionate to devotees. First become a devotee, then you'll get some affection. Okay, Krishna's compassionate. But why does Raghunath Das use a qualifier? He says Karuna, then he says Bhara Ardram. Krishna's heart, God is compassionate. We know that. He's giving us everything: food, light, water, air, energy, ability, knowledge, everything, strength. Purusham Rishu. Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivishtu. Matas Matir Ganam Apoanam Chav. Memory, knowledge, everything. He's so compassionate, supplying everyone. Okay. But he doesn't have this. He's Karuna. Bhagavan is Karuna, but he's not Karuna Mai. He's not even Karuna Maya. He's Karuna. That's one of his qualities. Bhagavan Gunhe, Karuna. Compassionate. But Radharani is Karuna Mai. What is Karuna Mai? Karuna Mai means Bhara Ardram. It says, Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram. Bhara Ardram means Radharani's entire body is full of compassion. That's why he's saying the translation, Radharani's entire body is melting in compassion. Kunanamayi Radha Ki. Krishna can't compare. Krishna says, I have some compassion in my heart. But in his head, in his back, in his arms, every part of his body, no. In his mind, he has something else, not us. He may have some compassion in his heart for us, but in his mind there's only Radha, Radha, Radha. But Radharani, her body, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri is saying that Radharani's whole body, her whole body is melting with compassion. Sometimes people say, oh, my heart melts. They say, oh, my beloved, my heart melts for you. Acha? It melts for me or it melts for my money? Your heart is melting for me or it's melting for my money? No, both. I mean you. I mean both. I mean you. I mean you. Okay. A very compassionate soul. Very caring. But does your whole body melt with compassion? Every part of your body melt with compassion? Karuna Paradram Radha. Tato mam anyasti gatir na kapi. He said there's anyata, mam anyasti, mam anyata. For me there's nothing else. Das Goswami sold out. Radha, Radha, Radha. There's no one else. There's nobody else. There's nothing else. That's Radha. Radha Dasyam, Radha Seva. I don't know about you who's reading my prayer. I don't know about you who's chanting my prayer. But I will reveal something of my diary. Mom, this is me, Rati Manjri. This is me, Ashta Manjris. This is me, Rupa Manjri. Speaking on behalf of all the Manjris and Manjri Guru Parampara, Das Goswami, the Priyojanacharya of Prema, Braja Prema, especially Manjri Prema, he's saying, I don't know about you, mam anyasti. Gatir nakapi. There's no other way for me. There's no other path for me. There's no other bhajan for me than Radha bhajan. Radha smarana, smarana anga bhajan. Radha smarana lila bhajan. Radha smarana guna bhajan. Radha smarana rupa bhajan. There is no other bhajan. Smarami Radha, I want to see, remember everything Radha. It's very nice. This is Prayojan. Prayojan means the final point, the goal. Our bhajan, our prayers, our everything is leading to Radha. Radhastami. How many people come to Vrindavan on Janmastami? A few. A few people. Few pious souls, they come on Janmastami to celebrate Krishna's Jayanti. How many people come on Radhastami? A few crores, a few lakhs. Something special. The Padma Puran, Narada Muni, he understood that Krishna had descended in Nanda Gokul. So playing his veena, he went to Gokul and he saw the house of Nanda Maharaj. Inside the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw the Parameshwara Krishna, Gopal, the supreme ruler, who was acting like a child. And surrounding Gopal in Nandagram were all the gopis, all the elderly gopis in Vatsalya Bhav. They're all playing with him and pinching his cheek and touching him and speaking to him in his language, baby basha, special language, baby bacha basha, gugu ha hee hee, whatever, making faces. All the ladies, Narada Muni came upon this beautiful scene of Vatsalya Ras, Vatsalya Bhav. Krishna was lying on a golden couch with a very soft bedsheet. And he was very joyfully and happily glancing up, looking at all these gopis. I could see that Gopal's body was extremely delicate and soft. And he was adorned with a hair, his head was covered with a mass of disheveled, dark, curly, wavy hair. Dark, curly, wavy hair. And he was manifesting just one bud-like tooth by his sprout-like smile. He only had one tooth. I heard one Acharya, Gaudiya Acharya, say he looked at the gopis with a toothless smile. He said, he told this story, toothless. Oh, no teeth. Narada Muni is telling in Padma Puran, Patalkanda, chapter 71, verses 1 through 40 or so. He's saying, no, he had one tooth, one little baby tooth. And he was illuminating the entire room with this wonderful radiance. The interior of the house on all sides was so beautiful. This little Gopal was completely Digambara. He was naked, only covered by the wind. And he was appearing so blissful. Narada Muni, this is what he saw when he entered Nanda Bhavan and Gokul. Then he addressed Nanda Maharaj. Hey Nanda, no one knows the matchless power of your child Krishna. Even Shiva, Brahma, and all the other demigods, they desire to serve his lotus feet. The leelas and activities and deeds of your son will give great delight and joy to everyone. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. That's for sure. Narada Muni, he's giving a forecast here. This little baby, he's Ananda Sarup. He's going to fill everyone with joy and delight when they hear about his childhood leelas, his Balya Leela and Pogunda Leela, Kaishor Leela, Komar Leela. Do you know that, Nanda? And people will become so happy that they will sing about him, and when they hear about him, and they will greet him. Men and ladies will love this son of yours, whose prowess cannot be conceived. Anyone who follows your son, he will not be troubled by material existence. Oh, best of cowards, give up all your desires in this world and the next world. Don't worry, don't care about any gain in this world or any gain in the future world, Swarga Mukti or Vaikuntha Mukti. Don't worry, there's no need. You don't need to do any other sadhana, any puja, any yajna. You don't need to do anything, Nanda Maharaj. Listen to me. With exclusive and singular mind, just love this child. Just love this child. That's what he said. You don't have to do any bhajan. Of course, that's an instruction for everyone. If we could just love this child, Krishna and Radha. But we can't. So we have to do a lot of bhajan, a lot of praying, purification. After leaving Nanda Gokul, that great devotee of Vishnu thought, Krishna's beloved and glorious Shakti, Radha, must have undoubtedly taken up the form. She must have appeared in the form of a gopi and descended here to play with Krishna. Today I shall look for Radha in every house in Braj. Thinking like this, that best of sage Narada Muni entered each and every house of Braj as a guest. They saw him as representative of Vishnu and they worshipped him duly. And as he went from house to house, he saw how everyone in Brajagokul was fully attached to Nanda Maharaj's son. And when he entered their house, they say, "Oh, did you see Gopal? Oh, did you see Gopal? Did you see Gopal?" Every house he went into, they were simply talking about Gopal. In the house of one coward boy, he saw a girl with a beautiful gauri complexion, whitish complexion, golden complexion. He thought, "Oh, this girl must be Lakshmi Devi. There's no doubt about it." Then that intelligent Narada entered a large house of the excellent cowherd named Banu, Vrishabhanu, who was a friend of the noble Narada. Vrishabhanu duly honored Narada Muni. And then Narada asked Vrishabhanu, "Oh, great one, you are known all over the earth for your piety and devotion. I observe, I can see that you've been blessed. You have prosperity and wealth, and grain, sufficient grains and cows. Everything is auspicious for you. Do you have a worthy son or daughter with auspicious marks, due to whom you will have fame pervading the entire world? Do you have a son or daughter, a very Mangala Putra?" Thus addressed by the best of sages, Banu brought out his very lustrous and powerful son, Sridham. He said, "Yes, yes, Narada, I have one son, Sridham. He has all auspicious marks on his body." So then Sridham came out with Vrishabhanu. When Narada saw him, he said, "Oh, he is matchless. He has a matchless form on earth. His eyes are elongated like a lotus. His neck is nicely shaped. His eyebrows are dark and beautiful. His teeth are very fine and white. Narada Muni then embraced Sridham. He tightly embraced him and started crying tears of love to embrace Sridham. And then in a faltering voice, Narada said, "Vrishabhanu, this boy of yours will be a great friend of Balaram and Krishna. You should understand that your son Sri Ram, all day and all night, he will simply play with Krishna and Balaram. Krishna Balaram ki. Sri Ram Saka ki. He's Radharani's older brother. Then the sage was thinking, after speaking this, he decided to go. Vrishabhanu, he said, Oh sage, oh Rishi Narad, wait a second. Don't go so hastily. Listen, sit down. Sage, I have another child, a daughter. She resembles a demigoddess, a great Devi. She is younger than my boy Sri Ram. But something, her form, this form of my daughter, she's dull and blind and deaf. She's deaf, dumb, and blind. And I'm worried about her. You're a great sage. I desire, O glorious one, I seek a boon from you. By casting a pleasing glance at this girl, please make her quite normal and composed. Please, O sage Narada, give your ashirvad for my daughter, Radha. Hearing these words, Narada's mind became attracted with the utmost curiosity. He re-entered the house of Vrishabhanu. There was a young girl rolling on the ground. Brajaraj ki jai. Radharani is rolling in the dust of Braj. Braj Raj Lutan. From the beginning. He lifted up the girl rolling on the ground. And with his mind overcome with great love, he put her on his lap. With great reverence and devotion, Bhanu Maharaj came and sat next to Narada Muni, holding his daughter Radha on his lap. Then that best devotee of Vishnu, the great sage who was very dear to Krishna, seeing Radha's excellent and wonderful figure, he never was unseen and unheard of before. Narada Muni, just gazing at Radha, he became totally fascinated. Just by Radha's darshan, by the darshan of Premamayi Radha, Narada became totally astonished, became astounded. What beauty am I seeing? What unlimited ocean of sweetness? Every limb of her form is emanating the utmost charm and effulgence and radiance. Huh? What am I seeing? Hey, Bhagavan. Hey, Vishnu, Vishnu. And he fell unconscious just by seeing Radharani. He became Prem Pagal, Prem Morchita, Prema Morchita, just by darshan of Prema Vairata. He fainted. For 1 minute? No. For 96 minutes, two muhurtas, 48, 48. 1.5 hours he was unconscious, fainted, just by a glimpse of a glance at the beauty of Radha. The sage, resembling a stone, that is, being motionless, remained there in that condition for two muhurtas. In simple English, he faded on the ground for 1.5 hours. He fell unconscious on the ground for 1.5 hours. Slowly, Narada Muni returned to external consciousness. He opened his eyes. He woke up. He was very much astonished and amazed. He was just silent. Because actually that's what happens. If someone has darshan of Radharani, they usually go crazy. They become dumbfounded. We were living in Radha Damodar in Sevakunj in Prabhupada's rooms in 1990. And one pujari, Bengali pujari, he had darshan of Radharani one morning, all by himself. Radharani manifested from the murti of Radharani. I mean, Radha Damodar. And he was yelling, ah, ah. There was nobody in the temple. and then Panchu, and he was running back and forth and running up and down the stairs. Then he just fainted in front of the deities. He's not some sahaj, he's not some display of sahajism. It was totally some special stroke of mercy from Radharani, pleased with that Vaishnav, that Gaudiya Vaishnav. Then Nirmal Chand Goswami, the Saivite, came out of the temple. And I came out also because it was nobody there. It was maybe in the afternoon, just before the closing, the last artik after the boga. No one was there. He was having darshan. He just finished that artik around 1 o'clock or so, 12:45. And I came out, and then Panchu Gosai came out. And I did one of these Indian things, you know. Indian moves, like, this means what happened? Kya hua? What? And then I went over closer to him. I'm first from the Brando Prabhupada's rooms. He came out of his room opposite, and I came out. And he was like nonchalant, very relaxed. And I walked closer, and I said, well, what's going on? He said, he had darshan of Radharani. He had darshan of Radharani. It's not a big thing. I said, what? He had darshan of Radharani. Sakshatkar, darshan of Radharani? It's no big thing. It's everything. That's how big a thing it is. It's everything for a sadhak. Everything for a siddha. No, this is about 10 years ago, there's one pujari. It happens. No, Maharaj, these things happen. This is Vrindavan, these things happen. I said, well, when's it going to happen to me? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 1,000 years, 10 lifetimes, 20 lifetimes, still. Darshan nehi. Spurti nehi. Smaran nehi. Dhyan nehi. Nothing. When he saw Radharani, he went unconscious, he fainted. He went little, and after that he went pagal. He went crazy. He was lying there for some time. Then Panchu took the keys and he locked the gate, the entrance gate. So there's just Rabbi Damodar and Prabhupada's Saivite and the Pujaris and the family. Everyone's locked inside the temple in the afternoon. So I went back to my room and honored some Mahaprasad, Prabhupada's Mahaprasad in his kitchen. So I said, because the doors are closed now. Panchu closed the doors. And this person woke up, saw Radharani. He said, he starts beating on the door at the temple. Radhe, Radhe. Panchu's not paying any attention. I mean, Nirmal Panchu goes out. He said, this guy's puggle, preem puggle. Okay, you see it all the time. So I came out. He's on the temple, and he just couldn't see anything or anybody. And he was just, Radhe, Radhe. Then he ran to the gates of the temple, and they were locked, and he's trying to get out. And he couldn't get out. But he knows that if he goes through Panchu Goswami's house, there's a way to get out, you know, through his private entrance door. The private entrance door to his flat, you can enter and leave the temple. If you're an insider, you know that. We used to enter that way sometimes. So then he had that much cognizance and awareness, he ran out. And he ran off to Sevakunj. Nidiban. And the doors were closed. And he's climbing the gates of Nidiban. Like this. Panchu goes, I didn't even wake up. I was like, okay, what else is new? So then sometime later, they brought him back. Some Brijvasis, kind-hearted Brijvasis. They brought him back and he said, I think he's your pujari from Damodar. That is a long story. So this happened to Narada Muni. When he saw Radharani, he fainted. He didn't go completely crazy. But this can happen. And then he started speaking. What have I seen? What have I just witnessed? With my eyes. With my heart. I've wandered all over the universe. I've been to Vaikuntha. I've been to Kailash, to Shivaloka, Brahmaloka. I've gone everywhere. I've seen all the devis in the universe. I'm moving freely everywhere. I wander all over the worlds. But nowhere have I ever seen such a beautiful girl as this. I move in the world of Brahma. I move in the world of Rudra and the world of Indra. And I've seen all their goddesses. I've seen the greatest devis, the most attractive devis. Sachi, Arundhati, I've seen them all. I've seen Parvati. But nowhere have I seen in the entire universe even one devi that has even a one crorth of a part of Radha's beauty. Sundari Radha ki. Ati Sundari Radha ki. I have seen the great goddess of world illusion. I have seen Parvati. Durga, whose form, whose very form fascinates all the mobile and immobile objects. Even Durga, who has such an extremely beautiful and delicate and elegant form, does not at all have the beauty of this girl, Radha. Even the most excellent ladies, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Kanti, Vidya, they cannot touch even the shade of Radha's beauty, even the Sundari Chaya. They can't touch the Chaya, the shade of, even the shade of Radharani's beauty, what to speak of the beauty itself, the radiance, the Jyoti, Sundari Jyoti. Can't even touch, they can't even, Lakshmi, Durga, what to speak of all the, and that's the, they're the greatest devis, what to speak of Indrani and all these Ramboru and Tilotama and Urvasi. Ah, he's not even mentioning them. They're unmentionable. Their beauty is nothing compared to Durga and Parvati and Kanti Vidya and Shachi. I have seen Mohini. Mohini Roop was Vishnu's female form. I've seen Mohini, by which Shiva became attracted, as it says here, fascinated. It is not even, this form of Mohini is nowhere similar to the form of Radha. Therefore, I don't have the power. I don't have the power to understand this girl's real nature. That growth of love. That growth of love, that depth of love, which I now have for the lotus feet of Govinda on just seeing her, was never there before. Yes, I had Vishnu Prem. I had so much affection and attraction for Govinda and Vrindavan. But when I saw Radharani, when I had darshan of Radharani, oh, so just love just rushed into me, was transmitted into me by her kripa, Kruna Mahi Radha, Kripa Mahi Radha. It just happened automatically. That love was never there in my heart before. Showing great magnificence, I shall now praise that respectable one in a lonely place. The form of this beautiful girl will certainly cause great delight to the heart of Krishna. Ananda Mayi Radha Ki Jai. Thinking like this, that he wanted to be alone with baby Radha, the sage sent that excellent cowherd man, Vrishabhanu, somewhere else. And he went to a lonely place to praise that girl with a divine form. Alone with Radha, Narada Muni offered his prarthana, his heart prayer to Radha. Radharani has just given him Vraja Prem by a momentary darshan, just given him Govinda Prem by a momentary darshan. How indebted, how grateful is Narada Muni? How overwhelmed is Narada Muni? O Devi, O you controlling the great illusory power, O you of the greatest luster and effulgence, O you who have a very fascinating and attractively divine body, O you who shower great sweetness, O you who enchant the mind due to your wonderful love and delight you have somehow or other come within my sight due to my indescribable great fortune, Mahabhagya, Punyavan, O Devi. I want to always see you within my heart. You are so blissful within yourself. O Devi, your beautiful, pleasing, sweet, agreeable, charming face manifests great wonder, which causes indescribable joy within the heart. O you who have a wonderful splendor, O you who are difficult to attain, you're difficult to attain by Brahma, Shiva, who are you? Even you never touch the path of even the greatest meditating rishis. They're meditating for eons of time, for a darshan of a glimpse of your lotus feet. You never even touch the path of their meditation. You are the willpower. You are willpower, the power of knowledge and the power of action. You are the controller of the world, because she's all the shaktis, vidya shakti, kriya shakti, icha shakti. These shaktis are Radharani, kriya shakti, icha shakti. O Devi, there is no doubt that you are the ladini shakti personified, the power of the nature of delight. In the form of a mere child, Krishna will play with you in the groves of Vrindavan. You fascinate and attract the entire universe. Oh, what nature! What is the nature of your youthful, wonderful form? In other words, he's saying, I'm seeing you as, Narada Muni is praying to Radharani, I'm seeing you as a baby. You're just a baby, a few days old, I'm getting your darshan. And I've become completely praying pagal, crazy in love of God, filled with divine joy and bliss. Totally overwhelmed, beside myself, I fell unconscious for two muhurtas on the floor of your house. This is your prabhav, your bacha prabhav. Your power of your body as a baby. I can only imagine when you grow up, Kishori Radhe, when you're Kishori Rup, when you manifest your Kishori Rup, so tender, charming, enchanting, and sweet and beautiful. How much prabhav you must have. How much influence, shakti, power you must have. I can only imagine. I can only dream. But I guess I have to wait until you reach the age of 14. Adolescent youth, Kishori Rup. But no, wait. I know you're Karunamayi. Narada Muni started praying to Karunamayi Radha. So then he was praying, please show me your Kishori Rup. So then Radharani, she manifested her Kishori Rup. And this is one of the most famous and popular paintings all over Vrindavan and the kutirs and mandirs of all the Radha Bhaktas and Radha Krishna Bhaktas of Braj. Radharani like this. This painting and this Leela is depicted, in painting form in Laraliji Mandir in Barsana. Barsana Dhamma ki. There, when you take darshan, it's seeing so beautiful Radha and her Krishna, Kishore Kishori. Above on the wall, you see Radharani paint in a little cradle, little baby cradle, Narada Muni holding his veena. Then it's a sequential painting. Then the next painting, you see Narada Muni, his veena is dropped on the ground. He dropped his veena on the ground. He's looking in the sky like that. He's looking up, and Radharani's in the sky, floating on a beautiful lotus flower, standing on a beautiful lotus flower with her hands like this. And she's glancing so sweetly and so mercifully upon Narada Muni. He's like this. That Leela is depicted there. Very, very famous Leela. It's from Padma Puran. If the painting is bona fide. Is that painting bona fide? Is that BBT authorized? Well, it's authorized by Vyasa Muni. It's authorized by Padma Puran. It's very authorized and very bona fide. It really happened. And Narada Muni is a bhakta exemplar. He's the acharya of devotion. The path of devotion. The path of bhajan. Narada Pancharatra. This Radha Sahasranam is there. So he's teaching, yes, this happened to me. It can happen to you. Who? Me? Yes, you. You too can have darshan of Kishori Ruparadha. So all this devotees and bhaktas in Braj Mandal that have this painting or poster or something in their house and they're praying, when will that darshan come to me? When will my moment be? When will you call my number? When will I win the Radha lottery? The Radha lottery. I'm buying so many tickets. I'm buying so many lottery tickets. How do you get a lottery ticket for the Radha lottery? Because if you win the Radha lottery, you get Radharani's darshan, sakshatkar. How many tickets means how many mala? Kitna mala. Ek mala, ek ticket. You keep buying tickets. And finally, one ticket you buy, you may win the lottery. 1 lakh. 10 lakhs, 1 crore. So, 1 lakh, 1 lakh of names, 2 lakh of names, 1 crore of names, so many crores of Nam, Sankirtan. Then finally, one special crore of Nam, then, I saw it on the internet. That's my number. Iksawat, 108. That's me. Hey. Kishori! Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki jai, Prem Pradayini Radha ki jai, Karunamayi Radha ki jai. So here in Padma Puran, we're hearing Narada Muni's experience of his Radha Darshan. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, we hear about his one momentary darshan of Narayan. And the rest of his life, he was searching Narayan, Narayan. So that's momentary darshan and Vaidhi Marg, perfection of Vaidhi Marg, prema, Narayan darshan. But in Rag Marg, this is Narada Muni in Rag Marg, the perfection of his Rag Marg is Radha darshan, Radha Krishna Yugal darshan. So now he's having. So then Lalita, she sees that, she speaks to him. She says, after he fainted, then Lalita revived the sage with her foot water. Lalita Sakhi took the charanamrita, the water from her feet, and she sprinkled it on Narada Muni. And revived him and said to him, Narad, Suno, O great sage, O glorious one, O Lord of great meditating saints, you have indeed propitiated with great devotion Lord Vishnu, who fulfills the desires of his devotees. Since this girl, this young lady, Kishori, she's very dear to that Vishnu that you adore, whom you adore. Lalita's a guru, right? Lalita's a guru. So Lalita's instructing Narada Muni. Because you have so nicely worshipped Vishnu, he has blessed you. This girl is enticing due to her very wonderful age and beauty. This Radha is very difficult to see, even by the gods like Brahma and Rudra, the best of the siddhas and sages and other great devotees of Vishnu. But Radha has been seen to you due to your indescribable, inconceivable fortune, my dear Narada. Do you realize how fortunate you are? This is your lucky day. Radha Darshan. So all the time, Narada Muni, when he saw Kishori, again he fainted. Kishori Rup Darshan. He fainted. Then Lalita revived him with the water from her feet. And he's like this on the ground looking up at Lalita, and she's saying, she's giving him a small talk. Do you realize how fortunate you are? You realize what great gift, matchless gift you have just received? He's like, I guess. He's not saying anything. He's not speaking. Lita Saki says, Uto, Uto! Uto! Hey, Narad, Uto! Get up, get up! Hey, Brahmin sage! Quickly muster your courage. Now, do parikrama of Radharani, keeping her on your right side, and then offer your obeisances unto her again and again. Don't you notice that this beautiful bodied girl is extremely perturbed by your behavior? Because Radharani, he says, show me your Kishori Rup. So then she showed her Kishori Rup. Then he goes, he makes a big crash and falls on the floor, unconscious. He makes a big disturbance over there in Radharani's bedroom. Alita Sakhi, all the Sakhis were also there, gave darshan. Say, look, you're making a big scene over here. Take your darshan and go. Take your darshan and go. Jao. Darshan low, now jao, up jao. She was like, hey, Narada, wake up. Utos, get up. Do parikrama of that one. Alright, how long is she going to stand there and show her Kishori Rup? This is a different Leela right now. This is her Balya Leela. And you have her frozen there in space with the Kishori Rup, waiting for you to recover and get your act together. Revive yourself. So Lita Saki, she's preaching to him. Indeed, in a moment, this beautiful darshan you're having will vanish forever, Narada. Then, in no way, you will ever be able to talk to her. O you, best among those who know the Vedas. And you'll never be able to see her again. However, I'll tell you a secret. If you really want to see Radha, how beautiful Radharani is, then you must see Radha in the Kunjas of Vrindavan with Krishna. Radha Govinda Yugo, Radha Madhav Yugo, Radha Sham Yugo. Because this form, you really haven't seen Radha. You have not attained darshan of Radha until you see Radha next to Shyam. Then you're really seeing the complete Radha. The absolute concentrated Chandra Radha. Chandra Radha darshan. Concentrated darshan. The concentrated prem sarup of Radha manifests and reveals itself next to Krishna. Because everything she has is hidden for him. Gopi. Radha Gopi. Gopi means goop. Hiding. She doesn't show her Mahabhav everywhere. Only to the dear ones, near ones. Vrishabhanu Nandini appeared at noon when the sun was in the top of the sky. So she says, and you must see, and that goes on to a whole other story. So this is a very beautiful story that illustrates I made an outlined lecture, one of these really stiff and difficult lectures. This is the power of Radha's darshan. We've heard something about the power of Radha's darshan in the example of Narada Muni. This is the very nature of Radharani's form. Her prem sarup. Radharani's sarup is that her very body transmits prema. What kind of prema? Braja prema? Yes. But Madanakya Mahabhav, that divine love madness, divine love madness for Krishna, that Mahabhav, her body is radiating that, her body transmits that, her very form, her Prem Sarup. And there's some difference between Radha Darshan and Krishna Darshan. Radharani's Darshan, as we see from the example of Narada Muni and so many countless other personalities and devotees and anyone, whether they're qualified or not qualified, whether they've done sadhana bhajan or not, no prior qualification. Now, Radharani is Shakti Mayi, Radha. But there's so many other Mahashaktis in this universe. And there's three Mahashaktis that everyone worships, big time in India. You see the posters in everybody's house. Who are the big three? Who are the big three Devis? Durga Devi Ki? Jai. Saraswati Devi Ki? Jai. Lakshmi Devi Ki, Jai, Jai, Jai. 1,000 times Jai. Danam Dehi, Janam Dehi. Dehi, Dehi, Dehi. House Dehi, Car Dehi, CD Dehi, everything Dehi. Sarvam, Sarvam Dehi, Sarvam Dehi. Give me everything. So these are the three great goddesses, the great Shaktis. They have so much power. Let's examine these Shaktis, because we want to talk about Shakti Mayi Radha and Prema Mayi Radha on her Avirbhav Tithi Utsav. Radharani's Radhastami Utsav Maha Utsav Ki Jai. Saraswati Devi, she's a Maha Shakti, Vidya Shakti. Acha? Bunch, Kalpa Truvia, Kalpa True, it's a Kalpa True tree. Wish fulfilled, a wish fulfilling tree. God had his shade, not light. Krishna Surya Sama, no, Krishna Chaya Sama. Krishna Surya Sama, Krishna is light, God had his light, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Hai Andakar. No, no, we want some Andakar. Chaya Chahiye. We want shade. We want shade. Ah, Nittai Pada Kota Chandra Shushitala. We want the shade of Nittai Sri. Nittai Bine Bai Radha Krishna Payete Nai. Nittai Bine Bai Radha Krishna Payete Nai. Nittai Kripa Bine Bai Radha Govinda Prema Nai. Without the mercy of Nittai, no possibility. Prema of Radha in Braj. There was one Kalidas. He married a very, very intelligent lady. But anyway, she's very learned, and Kalidas was very, very innocent, simple person. His wife was always nagging him and insulting him for his stupidity. So he felt very bad. So he said, I'm going to commit suicide. But he's very pure-hearted. This is in biography of Kalidas. He's very pure-hearted. And he was devoted to Saraswati. So he's praying Saraswati. Oh, Saraswati. I'm so pagal. I'm so mork and foolish. Stupid. So then Saraswati gave darshan. Mahashakti. Mahavidya Shakti Saraswati. Saraswati Devi gave Sakshatkar Darshan to Kalidas. Ah, Devi. And she held her hand like this. Immediately, Kalidas became fully conversant with Vyakaran, Sanskrit Vyakaran, with Kavi, with everything, Sahitya. Without any studying anything, he didn't study at all. Immediately, it was Prakash, Vidya Prakash. Swaprakash, within his heart, by the kripa of Mahashakti Saraswati. He didn't do any bhajan, he didn't do anything, he just a little puja, okay. So he did a little puja and he got that reciprocation. She gave him that power because she is the presiding deity of knowledge. Now you take Lakshmi, People, if they're favored by Lakshmi Devi, and she enters their house, lives in their house, they'll never have to work anymore if they get the favor of Lakshmi Devi. If they do some puja because she's a presiding deity of wealth, she can give wealth. If you worship her, she'll give you that. And then there's Durga. People worship Durga. If you worship Durga, she'll give you power. You'll become invincible. No one can defeat you if you're blessed by Durga. You do some puja and pray for that sporty. You do Purushcharan Brata of Saraswati. You just pray, you get their mercy, their Mahashakti. But what about Radharani? You don't have to do anything. If by chance Radharani grants her darshan, just oozing, pouring out of the Radharani's body without any puja or anything, if we get darshan, instantly at that moment, we'll get prema, Krishna prema. Immediately. And we'll become stunned and faint on the ground. Have ashtasattvic vikar. This happened to Narada. He is the acharya of bhakti, of devotion, of sadhana. Sadhana bhakti acharya. This is the fruit of devotion. She's Sarvashakyamayi. She's not only... These goddesses, Saraswati is the presiding deity of knowledge, bas. She can give you knowledge, that's it, bas. Lakshmi is the presiding deity of wealth. She can give you prosperity and wealth, bas. And Durga is a deity of power, invincibility. Conquer the planets, conquer the world. She can give you that power. Ajit, not be defeated. Almost not defeated. That's it. They can't give prema. But Radharani, she's not only the presiding deity of prema, she's made of prema. From her head, top of her head to the tip of her toe, she's made of Mahabhav. Mahabhavati Radha Ki. Just by a glance, just by seeing her, just by anything, that prema will come automatically. But there's a difference between Radha Darshan and Krishna Darshan. Krishna Darshan, Radharani's Darshan is such, and Radharani, if you examine the Shastras, there's no other personality. There's no personality in the entire spiritual world where no one's inimical to. There's no animosity or no envy of one to the other. When anyone from any spiritual personality, from Vaikuntha, the queens of Dwarka, anyone, if they see Radha, they immediately become happy, become joyful. They give up, they have no envy, no anima, nothing. Only Radha has this quality. But Krishna doesn't have this quality. So when people have Krishna's darshan, they don't attain prema. Not necessarily. They don't attain prema. Many examples. The greatest asuras and demons, they're envious and they're angry. And they see Krishna and they're still envious. And they're still angry. Even after Sakshatkar darshan of Krishna. So Krishna's darshan alone does not have this quality. Because he's not premamayi Krishna. Premamayi is Radha. So it's telling here. There's some conditions. If one does sadhana bhakti and it attains perfection, sadhana, and does so much puja and worship and tapasya and gets Vaishnav kripa, non-kripa, then by chance maybe Krishna will give darshan, maybe sporty at the level of bhav. The level of bhav, one will get a sporty, a momentary darshan or immersion in lila pravesh. And then later in prema, I'll get sakshat darshan direct, smell the fragrance of Krishna's body, hear his flute, feel the touch of his hand on the head. At prema, prema, bhava prema, very high level of devotion. Nishtha ruchi asakti bhava prema. So many conditions. So Krishna is conditional. You have a darshan, you may or may not get prema. But Radharani, she can give her darshan anytime to anyone. And that's what coming to Vrindavan means. It means searching for Radha. This is sadhana. This is a special quality that she just gives. There's no sadhana. And what's the proof of that? I'm saying this, and this is our Mahajanacharyas are describing all these points in the tikkas and purports of their literature. So what's the proof? The proof is that when Krishna... No, let me correct it now. Now I'll take the other argument. At first they say, you cannot attain Krishna Prem by getting darshan of Krishna. That's a fact. Many people see and they're asuras and envious, and they see and they're still asuras and envious. But anyone who sees Radha, they give up their envy. Whether they're dacoit, gunda, inimical, envious, a queen or a mahishi or a devi or anyone who sees Radha, they just become joyful. They become non-envious, become full of love. What's the proof of this? Chaitanya Charitamrita. When that Govinda, who doesn't have that darshan prabhav, when he borrowed the splendor and love of Radha, when he took the Kantian bhava of Radha, that Govinda, yes, you can attain Krishna prema when you have darshan of Govinda, after that Govinda becomes Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari Bhagavan ki jai. So when Krishna became Gaura Hari, which means he assumed the love and bhav and kripa and karuna of Radharani and her kanti, then anyone who saw Gauranga got prem on the spot with no sadhana. Dacoits, gundas, tigers, lions, jackals, Nastiks, Pashandis, everyone, just by seeing Lord Chaitanya, they got prem. This is the proof. Because he's showing Radha's prem sarup. He's showing prema mayi, Rasaraj Mahabhav. Krishna's darshan doesn't give that. Radha's darshan and Radha's darshan alone gives that instant prem, even without qualification. But when Krishna becomes Gaura, when Krishna becomes Radha, then he gives prem. There's not one single living entity who saw Lord Chaitanya who did not get Krishna Prema on the spot. So much Prabhav Radharani has in her form as Gaura Hari that 100 people would come and they would see Lord Chaitanya dancing down the road. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Dancing in Viraha Bhav, chanting Krishna, Krishna, hey, Hari, 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 Hari. Krishna Kahan, where are you, Krishna Kotai? And those 100 people, they simply saw, Hari? Kone, Kone, who is this? And they got prem, they became joyful. Everyone, all those 100 people, they immediately became joyful. They were dancing in joy and bliss by a momentary darshan of Gauranga. And those 100 people went back to their village. And 100 people saw them. And what happened to them? They started dancing in joy and became blissful by seeing someone who saw Gauranga. Talk about prema mayi Radha. See how much karuna Radha shows in the form of Gaura Hari. This is a beautiful attribute of Radharani. Shakti Mai, Sarva Shakti Mai. She has all that. She's the presiding deity of all those Shaktis, of Lakshmi, of wealth, of prosperity, knowledge. But she is personified Mahabhav. She's not the deity of Mahabhav. Mahabhav Takarani Radha. And she alone has this power, just a glance. Where is Radharani? Vrindavanam prityaja paname kam nagacchati. Radharani never takes a step out of Vrindavan. She's here in this Vrindavan. So this is prema mayi Radha. Shakti, sarva shakti mayi Radha. This is the Radha whom we're worshipping. There's a very nice path. I want to tell one leela from Chandidas. This is a bhajan by Chandidas. It's about Purva Rag, about Krishna, his awakening, his prior love, awakening of his love for Radha. This pastime is the Leela of Krishna, the first time Krishna heard the name of Radha. The very first time that he heard the name of Radha. This Leela is describing that. Krishna took the cows out to the forest with Madamanga and Sridham Subal. And they're wandering, and Krishna said, "Hey, Sakha, hey, Madhu, watch me. I'm going to play my flute. I'm going to play my flute, my vamshi, to announce our arrival in the forest. Because we're entering the forest along with the cows for Gochar and Leela. So I'm going to play my vamshi. Now just watch." So Krishna plays so sweetly on his vamshi. And then amazing things happen. All the trees start blossoming with flowers. Honey starts dripping down from the beehives in the branches of the trees. And all the creepers and plants on the ground, they start blooming with flowers. A gentle wind starts blowing. All the birds start singing beautifully and sweetly. All the mobile living entities start, they're frozen, and then non-moving ones are moving. All these wonderful things, beautiful fragrances coming through the air. And Krishna says, "Do you smell that, Madhu? Smell all the fragrance, so sweet, so kusum. Kusum kusuraho. So sweet, so nice. And isn't this beautiful? The forest of Vrindavan is so beautiful." And then he says, look, all these trees are blossoming with ripe pomegranates. The pomegranates, the anar, they're bursting with juice. And the bees are buzzing around humming. It's such a nice atmosphere. All this beautiful scene, it fills my heart with happiness. All these buzzing bees. Isn't it beautiful, Madhu? Isn't it beautiful? And Madhu says, "Yeah, what are you talking about? You're saying it's beautiful. You're glorifying these bees. I'm afraid these bees are going to bite me. These bees are going to sting me. What is this?" And you're talking about the fragrance. So many fragrant flowers. It's so beautiful. I don't know about those fragrant flowers. You think that all this is very attractive. But from as far as I'm concerned, I'm not attracted to all this beauty of the forest at all. Do you know what I'm attracted to? I'm attracted to the aroma of the ghee frying in the kitchen of Gokuleshwari. That beautiful fragrance of frying ghee in the kitchen of your mother, Gokuleshwari. I'm attracted to that fragrance. Oh, this kudumba and jui and mogra and gulab. This is nothing for me. As far as I'm concerned, I'm simply attracted to those laddus that she's roasting in that ghee. It's smelling so wonderfully. That beautiful fragrance is emanating from the kitchen. Krishna, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think that there's any better fragrance in the entire creation than that. Uriva! Mahaprasada ki. Oh, Bhattu, you're useless. Bhattu, you have no aesthetic sense. Krishna says, you have no sense of aesthetics. Just ladus, 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 ladus. All the time, ladus. Can't you appreciate the finery and beauty of life? Krishna says, hey, Bhattu, see all these latas, all these creepers? They're all kapalatas, they're wish-fulfilling creepers. And you want those ladus so much, huh? You want some nice, buttery, sweet, melt-in-your-mouth ladus, huh? Yes? No, you're fasting. Upavas. Oh, sorry. No, I don't want. I don't want. I mean, tomorrow. Later. And Madhu, if you pray to the... I heard the sages say, if you pray to these kapalatas, your desire will become fulfilled. And Madhu says, you believe that? You believe if you pray to this kapalata, this kapalriksha, it's fulfilled? Hey, listen, Madhu, it's worth a try. Oh, kapalata, please bring me one tray of 500 ladus. Panchso ladu chahiye. And then Krishna says, only? Cable 500? Pancho Ladu? Torah, come. So then he's praying like this, and all of a sudden, from a distance, someone's walking with a huge tray over her head. It's Yogamaya Purnamasi. She's carrying a huge tray of ladus. Arivo! kapalat ki jai. Oh, look, Madhu, the kapalat has fulfilled your desires. Here's Purnamasi with ladus for you. Oh, wonderful. Then Krishna was thinking, really? Purnamasi, is it? Are you coming because he prayed to the kapalatas? Krishna had some doubts. He said, Purnamasi, are you coming because Mata Mangal prayed to these wish-fulfilling creepers? No. I'm not coming. Didn't you hear the news? Mukara asked me to give these to everyone in Vrindavan to distribute ladus. Because, why? Why is Mukara distributing ladus? Because Mukara's granddaughter is getting married to Abhimanyu. And so Mukara is celebrating the occasion by giving trays and trays of ladus to everyone she sees. She told me, go far and wide, whomever you see, give them one big tray of ladus. So I just so happened to be coming right here at that moment. So enjoy. Take some ladus. So Krishna, who is his granddaughter? This is Purvarag, Chandidas. Who is his granddaughter of Mukara? Mukara that's all these, who is this? Oh, you don't know the granddaughter of Mukara? Oh, Nandalal. She, let me describe. This granddaughter, she is an ocean of sweetness and beauty and bliss. And her name is Radha. 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 So Purnamasi only said once, he said, her name is Radha. And Krishna, this is the first time he heard the name Radha from the lips of Yogamaya, from Purnamasi. As soon as Krishna heard that her name Radha, he became mad. He became mad. Hey, Madhu, who is it that spoke, who spoke this name Radha? My heart is saturated by nectar. Just by hearing that name, Radha, it seems like I'm experiencing the quintessence. I'm experiencing the quintessence of the sweetest of all nectars in those two syllables, Radha. It's entering my ears and soothing my heart. My eyes have become so thirsty. I have so much Krishna to see. Who is this girl named Radha? Radha, 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 Radha. Krishna became Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna, not Radha Krishna. Krishna became Radha Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Thirsty, thirsty, hungry. Who is this girl named Radha? I must see her. I must get her darshan. I must meet her. Where, how, when, I don't know. Madhu, Madhu, help me. Krishna was in a serious condition of intense purvarag, vipralamba. Day and night, Krishna was searching how to meet that girl, Radha. Where does she move? What does she do each day? Where does she move each day? Somehow, one day, Krishna got a glimpse of that cowherd girl. And he said, he turned to Madhu and he said, oh, Sakha, see, just see. How is it possible for any Sakhi to possess such inconceivable beauty? Her limbs are melting with sweetness and charm is radiating from every pore of her body. Sakha, how sweet is her dress. I can't forget her. On her hip, she is carrying, on her nitamba, she's carrying a swarna kumbha. A swarna kumbha on her nitamba. She's carrying a golden water pot on her hip. She has red sindoor in her hair. She has kajal around her eyes and a pearl dangling under her nose so seductively and so attractively. She wears a blue dress, Nilambara. I just can't describe her beauty. As soon as I saw her, I felt, as soon as I had just saw her, Radha, for the first time, I felt, I must surrender myself. I must surrender myself eternally at her feet. I must become her slave. Das, 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 anudas. Gopi das, anudas. I must become Gopi das, anudas. Madhu. Hey, Sakha. From that time on, I've decided, I've taken a sankalp. Madhu, listen, I'm taking a sankalp. I would just serve that her lotus feet. What grace, what style she has. She is unimaginable. Kavi Chandidas ki janak. This is a bhajan. A couple of bhajans describing Purva Rag of Krishna. Krishna is falling in love with Radha. And this Bala Vrindavan, Leela, Leela Madhuri. Just imagine the power of Radha's darshan. And just his first darshan of Radha, a fleeting moment, Sri Krishna, he wanted to become Radha's slave of Radha. Just imagine how much ras and how much prem are contained in the form of Radha. Rasavati Radha. Rasavati Radha. Rasaraj Sri Krishna. So this is the pastime of Krishna. Hearing the name of Radha for the first time. And then seeing and what it did to him. And how much intense desire to meet her. And how much he became overwhelmed by her beauty. And he absorbed every aspect and feature of her beauty. So this is Braj Bhajan. This is Braj Sadhana. This is what it means to live in Braj. So this, to live in Vrindavan, to come to Vrindavan means to search for Krishna, to search for Radha. What does sadhana mean? What does it mean to do sadhana? Sadhana means three things. Suffering, separation, and searching. That's why we gave out this bhajan. We hope that we would sing that also. It's by our Mahajan Acharya, Siddha Gaurakishore Das Krishnadas. Kotai go prema maihi, Radhe Radhe. Oh Radharani, where are you? He's searching everywhere in Vrindavan. So this is the mood. This is the mood in the bhajan of the sadhakas and the siddhas. You might say, oh, this mood of vilap, of lamentation, this mood of separation, this mood of agony and suffering, that's for the siddhas. That's for the great devotees, Das Goswami, the six Goswamis, Narottam Das. That's not for me. I'm a sadhaka. I'm a beginner, a newcomer. No. There's no difference between the bhajan of a sadhaka and a siddha. But there is some difference. A sadhaka, he is trying to search for Radha and Krishna. He's trying to feel separation. He's crying because he doesn't feel separation. He's crying because he feels some suffering and absence of seeing Radha. He's not receiving any spurtis or visions or what to speak of sakshat darshan. So the bhajan of a beginner, a sadhaka, he's also going from place to place. He's also rolling in the dust and he's praying. He's offering so many prayers. He's praying and praying and praying. So many astakams and prayers to Radha and Krishna, Jamuna and Lalita and Brajadam. Please bless me, dear mercy. Please, I've come to Vrindavan to search everywhere. We should see everywhere we go. Wherever we go, we should think, this is where my Ishvari has walked. Her footprints are here. What should we think? What should we feel? Now the siddhas are doing the same bhajan, viraha bhajan. They're also feeling intense, they're actually feeling suffering and separation from Radha. And they're searching and they're crying, and sometimes in their intense love crying in separation, they get spurti and darshan of Radha. This is Braj Bhajan, to search for Radha and Krishna. Visit Vamshivad, visit all the places. And when we go there, what do we think? What do we feel? Oh, Radharani has walked here in Nidiban. Her footprints are here. She had so many pastimes here. Why I can't see them? Why I can't feel anything here? And we offer prayers, prayers of Dainya Bodhika, prayers of humility, of lamenting because we don't have any viraha bhav, mood of separation. This is living in Vrindavan. This is Braj Bhajan. Visiting these Leela Stalis, seeing the deities and praying with this mood. When, oh when, kada, 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 there are so many bhajans. We're crying and praying, when will that moment come? When will I have Primamayi Radha's darshan? When will I see her pastimes? That is our mood. And then the siddhas, they're doing the same thing. They're seeing a pastime, Leela Pravesh, Leela Drishti. They're entering it. And then they're losing that darshan. Then they're crying, oh, when will I see again? And they're also lamenting. Lamenting because they got the mercy. They smelled the fragrance of the Lord and His Lady. And then they lost it. So we're lamenting, they're lamenting. We're suffering, they're suffering. They're searching, we're searching. They're searching in the level of bhav and prem. We're searching in the level of the sadhaka. This is Braj Bhajan. And if by chance in our search, in our utkantita, in our eagerness, our yearning, enthusiasm, eagerness, yearning, these are the elements of bhajan, then Radharani may, Karunamayi may give darshan. Lord Chaitanya made no conditions. He didn't make any conditions who he gave prema to. Radharani doesn't make any conditions either. We can have Gaura's darshan or Radha's darshan. Then our success is there. Krishna prema pradayate. We receive Krishna prema. This we should pray. Oh, when? When will I really see you? I'm seeing Govardhan, but am I seeing Govardhan with the eyes of love? I come to Govardhan, I'm doing Brikama. Oh, my Ishri. Radha had so many pastimes, confidential leelas with Krishna in these Kandara, Kali Kandara, these caves of Govardhan. I can't see, I don't see any caves. Why can't I see a cave? The caves are there. But our heart is not there. If we see Govardhan with the eyes of our heart, then we'll see so many pastimes, so many caves. This is the mood. This mood of separation. Sadhana means viraha bhav, cultivating separation, feeling the utmost unworthiness. I'm wretched, I'm fallen. But Radharani, you're merciful, you're causelessly merciful. That's why everyone's petitioning Radhe, 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 not Krishna. Krishna makes demands. Even if we see Krishna, because we're envious of Krishna, we'll see him and still feel envious. Because we're also little demons. We have envy and anger in our heart for God. We're competing with Him. So even if Krishna does, we say, Krishna, Krishna, Darshan, and He shows Darshan, oh, are you really Krishna? I don't believe it. I don't. We'll be envious still. But if Radharani, the compassionate, the soft side, Radha, we can get success if our petition is there, if our search is there for her kripa, then she can give, yes, here's my darshan. And then all envy goes, all anger goes, everything is washed away instantly. Instant qualification, instant prema, like this. This is the experience of so many Siddha Mahatmas in Vrindavan. Siddhas start as sadhakas. They don't jump out of the womb and say, Hari Bo, I'm a Siddha. I'm a Siddha Sant. Every sadhaka becomes a Siddha at perfection. Every Siddha was a sadhaka. So we have to follow the bhajana perfection. Follow Mahajana Yena Katasya Panta. What is their pant? Their bhajan pant. What is their bhajan path? Three sadhana means three things. Feel suffering. Feel separation and search. Don't sit all day just looking at the walls of our apartments. Search. If Radharani is in your apartment, you would have seen her by now. She's not having any leelas in your apartment. It's not a leela stali. She has leelas in her leela stalis. They're there. Living, we have the fortune to live in Vrindavan. Most of the people here live in Vrindavan. Are we really doing Braj Bhajan? Are we simply eating nicely, dressing comfortably? Enjoy. I love Vrindavan. They shouldn't wear a t-shirt, "I love Vrindavan." I enjoy Vrindavan. Should have a new t-shirt. On the back of the t-shirt it says, "I enjoy Vrindavan." This is not the mood of sadhana. Crying and separation. And crying because we don't have any mood of separation. Once someone asked Bhakti Santa Saraswati, "Oh, you're saying we should cry when we chant the holy name?" Because he also is told that. "We should cry for Krishna." "But I have no feelings. I have a stone heart. So much greed, anger, lust. I can't cry." Then Bhakti Santa said to his disciple, "Then you should cry because you can't cry." Cry, at least cry because you can't cry. Cry because of your inability to even cry, because you're so stone-hearted you can't even pretend to cry or can't even fake it. Nakli krandan. You can't even do that. So in this day, this is it. We should begin our search. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So the journey to Radharani's darshan begins with the first sincere step. A step filled with separation, viraha bhav. A step filled with the pain of suffering and without her darshan, without her kripa. Separation and searching. "Radharani, I've come to Radhakund. You have so many wonderful water sports here. And they're going on even now. Please, can I see one? Something? Can I hear you splashing water? Anything? Isn't it possible? What bhajan did Narada Muni do? What did any of the great siddhas? You just gave them your darshan." "Okay, I'm unqualified. I don't chant 10 lakhs of rounds every day and all these things." It's not by numbers we get kripa. It's by surrender we get kripa. Not by numbers, so many this, so many that. It's by surrender, by bhava, by feeling, by heart. Surrender the mind, the heart, at the lotus feet of Radha. Search everywhere for Radha. And she will show herself. She's there. She never leaves Vrindavan. She never leaves her Leela Stalis. She's always there in one form. So this is a nice reflection. Today we can reflect on Premami Radha and Sarva Shakti Mai Radha. And we don't need to pray to any goddesses for anything or any devis for anything. We don't need to worship anyone but Radha and Krishna Yugal Bhajan. In a mode of separation, crying, humbly serving and endeavoring, and waiting. When, kada, kada, when will that day come? I've come to Vrindavan waiting for that very day. I'm not waiting for Mahaprasad, waiting for a new apartment, waiting for more money, waiting for my Western Union transfer. I'm waiting for that day when I have darshan. Why live? The only purpose to live is to have darshan of Radha and Krishna, attain their prem. There's no other purpose. Prem and darshan are simultaneous. It's not that you get prem and then darshan. They come together. So our goal is Krishna prem. So the goal means, when we say the goal is Krishna prema, that means the goal is Radha's darshan. They're one. Radharani ki jai.